Boker Tov, everyone. In today's Yeretzai of the Kedushas HaLevi, we're going to talk about Kedushas Shabbos in our introduction to learning Hilchos Shabbos. The Chafetz Chaim has two very famous introductions. One, he has an introduction to the Mishnah Berurah in general. At the beginning of Chelek Aleph, he has a Hakdamo over there. Very, very important, very beautiful things said over there. And then before Chelek Gimel, he has a Hakdamo to Dafka learning Hilchos Shabbos. Okay, so without further ado, we're going to talk a little bit inside, a little bit outside. Like when I read inside, I'll tell you where I'm reading from. Okay, there are a couple of different stories about the Chafetz Chaim himself that really express to us the chashivas of Shabbos. That there are two famous stories that come to my mind that are very similar stories that express to us how the Chafetz Chaim was so much connected to Shabbos. One time, the Chafetz Chaim got up in shul. And he clapped on the bima, and he just started to cry. He started to cry, and he said that for the first time he saw a Jew, Michal Shabbos Mifarhesia, and all he did was cry and cry and cry. That was a whole drasha until he got down. A couple weeks later, a couple months later, whatever it was, the Chafetz Chaim got up in shul again and started to cry. And unfortunately, it was over a similar maisa once again that he started to cry about. But this time, the Chafetz Chaim said that he was crying is not so much the fact that he was witness the Chilul Shabbos, but this time when he saw the Chilul Shabbos, it affected him less. Because he already saw it one time, therefore the second time, then it affected him less. He was crying over the fact that it affected him, seeing Chilul Shabbos affect him less. And this is something that should be able to talk to us. Unfortunately, we live in a generation where we see Chilul Shabbos all the time. Okay, we grow up in neighborhoods, we probably have relatives, and see people driving on Shabbos and Chol Shabbos for us. Unfortunately, we live in an age where so many Jews don't know what Shabbos really is all about, and therefore we're very, very not affected by these things. It doesn't hit us home, the fact that there are Jews that are Mechalel Shabbos, and it's our achrayus to learn Hilchos Shabbos, to be connected to Shabbos in order to teach the world what Shabbos is really about. Similarly, the Chafetz Chaim of a story is, without getting to all the details, a very moving story that one time a bachur in the Radin Yeshiva was Mechal Shabbos. Okay, the Chafetz Chaim did not witness this, but the rumors got out, and the Chafetz Chaim brought him to Zazna, was expecting the guy's gonna get kicked out of Yeshiva, and all they know is that the guy came out as a different person. He was a different person in Hashem. He came back to the yeshiva, and everything's good. Okay, the story goes that someone's telling over the story, and they don't know what happened exactly in the Chafetz Chaim's, what happened in that house, and the Rav was talking about this one time many, 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 many years later, and then out comes the shir. An old man comes over and says, I was that bachur who this happened to. And they said, no one knows what happened in that house. He said, I'll tell you what happened in the house. The Chafetz Chaim brought me in. The Chafetz Chaim brought me into the house, and all he did was cry, and I felt the tears of the Chafetz Chaim drop onto my hand, and so he held my hand, and he cried onto my hand. That's all that happened in the house, and that was, the Chafetz Chaim knew what Shabbos was all about. He understood what it meant for himself, what he meant for all of Am Yisrael, and what it meant for the world. Okay? Shabbos is made. Okay? Be karon an. Mice, the braces that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days, and he rested on the seventh, as we all know. And that's what Shabbos is supposed to remind us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator of the world, and we have to remind ourselves every single week about this. But it's also Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. We remember both, we mentioned both in Kiddush on Friday night. If you don't mention them, you're not really Yotzei Kiddush. You have to mention Mice, the braces, and Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, two of perhaps the most important events, except for maybe Mamet Har Sinai. Okay, maybe those are the three most important events that happened in Klal Yisrael's history. Two of them, once for the world, obviously, Maaseh Bereishis, and for Am Yisrael, we taken out of Mitzrayim. But only someone who is Shavas Nechonah, only someone who treats Shabbos in the correct and the respect manner that is supposed to be given to Shabbos, only someone like this could feel and margish the Kedusha Shabbos till we understand what Shabbos is all about. If we look inside the first paragraph of the Hakdamah L'Hilchos Shabbos, look at what the Chafetz Chaim has to write over here. Ketubah Torah, Zachor Etz Yom Hashem Ad L'Kadosho Shesh Yamim Tavod V'Chulei V'Chulei. Ki Sheish Etz Yamim Asaz L'Shemayim V'Sa'aretz. Horo Lanu Akosu. The Torah is teaching us B'Zesh Inin Shabbos Hu Shoresh Ha'amuna. The Shabbos is the basis of all of our Amunah. Leidah Sha'olam Hu Mechudash. to understand that the world was recently created 5,700-something years ago. The Kevin Shabara Akol Adon Alakol, since he is the one who created the world, he is the master of the world. Okay? He's Adon Alakol, and we have to constantly remind ourselves, not Donald Trump, and it's not Bibi Netanyahu, it's not any other world leader, it is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Kvodo V'Atzmo. He is the ruler of this world, and he decides that Corona is going to come, Corona is going to go, and only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who decides. V'anachnu avodov, and we are his slaves. M'chuyavim la'asos ritzonah, and therefore, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he's the Adam, and he created us, and he commanded us to serve him. That means that we are his slaves, and therefore we are chayim to serve him. We have to worship with our bodies and our souls. And also with all of our possessions. The Torah commands us and warns us about Shabbos 12 times, every time in the Torah. Anyone who is Mekayim Shabbos, it's like a Mekayim Kol HaTorah. It's so it's a basis, fundamental base, fundamental. Shorish Amuna in Yiddishkeit, that someone who keeps Shabbos and Shomer in the right way, it's like he is Shomer the whole Torah. We call him a Chalos Shabbos. And the other side though, someone's Bechalos Shabbos, Ki Ilu Kofor Bechol HaTorah Kula. He's considered that he is Kofor Bechol HaTorah. He's Kofor Bechol HaTorah, someone who does not keep Shabbos. Now, not only that, Chazal tells someone who is Mechalos Shabbos, Ki Ilu Ovid Avodah Zarah. It's very similar. Okay, someone who watches the Avodah Zarah, obviously he's saying, he doesn't really believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's worshipping other gods. So too, that's how Chomer Shabbos is. Okay? And then the Chafetz Chaim goes very beautifully, it's a little longer piece, we're not going to go through the whole thing. If you skip a couple of paragraphs, V'gam Tzarech L'das Ramach Mitzvos, over here the Chafetz Chaim explains that every single mitzvah is connected a different part of our body. Okay? When we do a certain mitzvah, it gives us little koach to that aver of the body spiritually. Okay? Every single mitzvah is connected to a different part aver of the body. Okay? Watching our mouth is probably connected to the peh. Okay? Putting on tefillin is probably connected to the arm. That makes sense. Okay? That's what the Chafetz Chaim goes on and talks about over here. And therefore, if someone is not mekayim a certain mitzvah, or he's mezalzel in a mitzvah, or he doesn't aver with certain parts of his body, he says even if he comes back at the end of days, okay, he comes back for Tchiyas Meisim, he's going to be a pogel. Okay, he's going to be have a pagam in that aver. Okay, he did averus with his regel, he's going to come back limping. Okay, if he doesn't put on tefillin, okay, he's going to have a lame arm. Okay, he's going to have a pagam in the end of the day. But when it comes to Shabbos, says over here the Chafetz Chaim at the end of that paragraph, the Inyan Shmir Shabbos do Gankein Yesod Amuna. Since Shmir Shabbos is the Yesod of the Amuna, Dim Yaser Lo Inanim Mayim Kvar Nistali Kol Iker Hachius Min Asher Hakadosh Kadosh. If someone is lacking in Shabbos, that is something that is the whole spirituality of our body. Okay, Kol Iker Hachius Min Asher Hakadosh. All of our nefesh hakadosh is not going to be there when it comes to the name. The Shabbos is such an important thing. It's connected to the whole body. It's connected to the whole body. And that's what the Chafetz Chaim says over here. Skipping one paragraph, go to Ach Be'ezah. He says Ach Be'ezah in Yenuchal Avolazah Madriga Shishmor Shabbos B'chol Pratov. So how could it be? How could we get to the point level that we could keep Shabbos B'chol Pratov? And all the ways that we're supposed to keep Shabbos. Ha'etzai utzalazah, says the Chafetz Chaim, the correct etzah is, shiyira lezariz etzamol yomol hilchol Shabbos. The way of doing this is by learning the halachos of Shabbos, says the Chafetz Chaim. V'lachzor ala tomin and constantly chozer and chozer. Kidei shiyeda ha'isr v'amutr, in order to know what is usr and what is mutr. De'ilav hach, because if you do not do this, afili milmad kolin yanim musarim mizarim l'shmir Shabbos. He says the same thing in his Sefer Shmir Salash. You can learn all the musar when it comes to why it's important not to speak Lashon Hara. And you can learn all the musar why it's important to keep Shabbos and you can't be mechal Shabbos. Great. However, if you do not learn the halachas that are connected, lo yoil lo, it's not going to help him, because if you don't know what to do, what's that going to help? I know I have to keep Shabbos, it's gevaldik. But if you don't know what to do with Shabbos, you don't know. Brushing your hair on Shabbos is usher. You don't know doing different things on Shabbos is usher. You don't know how to keep Shabbos, shamor at the Shabbat, then you are not going to be able to keep Shabbos, even though you might have all great intentions that you want to, and you're not going to be able to tap into the Kedusha of Shabbos in the correct way. Okay? And even though we're not going to be covering in these shirim as much the things, the malachos of Shabbos, as much as we're going to be connected to the Kedushas of Shabbos, Kiddush, and Amotzi, and Tefillah Shabbos, and things like this, but it's important to find time to learn also these things. It's good svarim to learn these things with it also. It's important to learn not only the halachos, but understand that how much we have to be connected to Shabbos, how important Shabbos is. And not just tiktok, there's some people who keep Shabbos technically, they do this and they don't do that, they have a checkbox. Okay, I know I can do this, I know I can't do that, without understanding how important Shabbos is really, and really understanding to try and tap into the Kedushas of Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, his Lashon in Siman Shin Ches, over there, he's talking about Mamuksa, but I apply it by all other, many things that I know people throw out the word, it's not Shabbos dick, okay? It's not anything, that just means that the rabbi doesn't really know what to tell you why something's Asr, or it's for some high school kids to Mezalzel and Shabbos, it's a Shabbos dick. No, some of those things are even more important than when it comes to the halachas and the malachas, and it's, those things, some things that people can do on Shabbos, even though they're technically still keeping Shabbos, they didn't do this malacha or that malacha, but nevertheless, says the Aruch HaShulchan, Ein Ze Shabbos. Okay? There's certain things, someone goes ahead and watches TV, like leaves the TV on and watches TV all of Shabbos. Okay? You might have technically not done a specific malacha because you didn't touch the remote control, or you didn't do this and that. But you push it, don't have Shabbos. You don't have Shabbos, you're missing the whole aspect of Shabbos. When you go ahead and do things, you can go ahead. Over there he's talking about, if the Chazal didn't goes around Muksa, people would be metaltal this, metaltal that, metaltal that, they go through all of Shabbos, doing everything but keeping Shabbos. So ain't the Shabbos. It won't be Shabbos. So too, there's so many things out there that if you don't tap into the spirituality of Shabbos, and you don't know what yes and what not to do, then you could end up destroying your Shabbos, even though technically maybe you didn't do, you sat in bed all Shabbos. Okay, so you didn't turn on any lights, and you didn't do any boder, and you didn't brush your hair, you just sat in bed, but you don't have Shabbos. You're missing out on the Kedusha of Shabbos. Right? The Shmir Shabbos, Kilchus Aperik Membeis, the Shamru B'nei Yisrael Shabbos. Sorry, before that, go to the last Keta over here, skip to the end over here of the Chavetz Chaim's introduction. Okay? He says over here, the second line, he says that, Kaba Bezrat Hashem Shemish Yilmod Ata Halacha Yada Kol Din Mitamu Nimuko Halacha Lamais. If someone learns well, he'll be able to know all the halachos, the reasons for them, and in order to know what the halacha lamais. B'roi v'nachon l'chol yored v'chored l'dvar Hashem l'chonein chaburus l'mod l'chol Shabbat k'deish l'kash l'vem. It's k'day to organize groups of people. And that's what we're doing. We're organized group over here of in order to learn Hilchos Shabbos together, to get down things. There's tons of things that we just don't know. Okay? Or you learn this. It connects to that, you end up learning that, you end up knowing that you have to ask a question for also, and you end up asking your friends also are also in the group, and you sit down at the Shabbos table, and you know we learned this in the Mishnah Berurah Chaburah, what about this and what about that, and you have this discussion on Shabbos also, and that's the whole idea of learning these halachas together. People should feel free to ask any questions. So the Shiur Shabbos says, over there in Perek Mem Beis, V'shomru b'nei Yisrael says Shabbos. Vishamru Maloshun Vaviv Shamaris Adavar. Vishamru is the same Lashon that we see by Yaakov Avinu. It says Vaviv Shamaris Adavar about Yosef's dreams. It says he was Shamaris Adavar. Uperish Rashi Shikimoshi Yaakov Himtin Achiavo Chalamosav Shal Yosef. Just like Yaakov Avinu really, even though he gave Yosef Musar out loud, he was really waiting for the Chalamos to come. He was waiting. He couldn't wait for them to actually come into fruition. He says so too. That should be our also feeling towards Shabbos, that all week long, we're Shamru B'nei Yisrael Shabbos, we should be awaiting, just like Yaakov being awaited for the dreams to come true, so too we should be awaiting for Shabbos. Like the Nuggets of Beis Hillel and Beit Shammai, all week they were preparing for Shabbos. Okay, they brought this animal, the better one they found, that one's going to be for Shabbos. The whole week, that's why we say, Hayom Rishon LeShabbos, Hayom Sheni LeShabbos. All week is really a preparation for Shabbos. Okay? And therefore, the more that we understand about Shabbos, And the more I talk about this all the time, when we learn halachas, if you're going to learn the halachas, you're not going to connect more to the mitzvah, then there's something wrong with your learning. Okay, when you learn halachas tefillah, you should be more connected to tefillah. When you learn halachas kriyat shema, you should more connect to the mitzvah of kriyat shema, brachos, okay, sukkah, lulav, yom kippur, whatever it might be. And it's called a chomer when it comes to Shabbos. Okay, we have a whole chelik plus. There's whole chelik gimel and much of chelik dalet are really talking about hilchos Shabbos. There are so many dinim. When it comes to hilchos Shabbos, Bezrat Hashem, us together, we'll be able to start our pursuit, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow. Starting Simon Reish Samich, we'll start with the dinim of the preparations on Erev Shabbos in order to start preparing ourselves for Shabbos. Hopefully every day when we learn over here, it'll be our preparation also for Shabbos. I know the Rosh Yeshiva constantly talks about how we have to learn hilchos Shabbos, hilchos Shabbos. This year, we have decided, Bezrat Hashem, to learn Hilchos Shabbos together, and Bezrat Hashem, we should only bring more Kiyum of Shabbos, more Shmir of Shabbos, more Kedushas of Shabbos to the world. I count for today.